discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, sixth kando, chapter 1, the history of the life of Ajamila, text number 11. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Jaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tado Jayamudiraye. Nashtabrayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloge. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtagi. Sri Badaranair Vacha. Karmana Karma Nirharo Nya Hi Atyandika Ishade Abhidvada Adhikaritvat Prayaschittam Vimarshanam Sri Badaranair Vacha. Karmana karma nirharo nahi atyandika ishade avidvadhikaritvat prayaschittam vimarshanam Sri Badaranair Vacha. Karmana karma nirharo nahi atyandika ishade avidvad adhikaritvat prayaschittam vimarshanam Sri Badaranair Vacha. Karmana karma nirharo nahi atyandika ishade avidvadhikaritvat prayaschittam vimarshanam Sri Badaranair Vacha. Nahi atyandya ishade adhidvadhikaritva prayaschittam vimarshanam Sri Badaranair Vacha. Karmana karma nirharo nahi atyandika ishade avidvad adhikaritvat prayaschittam vimarshanam Sri Badaranair Vacha. Karmana karma nirharo nahi atyandika ishade avidvad adhikaritvat prayaschittam vimarshanam. Madaji Sri Badaranair Vacha. Sukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadeva, replied, Karmana by fruitive activities, karma nirhara counteraction of fruitive activities. Na, not. He, indeed. Atyandiga, final. Ishade, becomes possible. Avidvada, adhigaritvat, from being without knowledge. Prayaschitam, real atonement. Vimarshanam, full knowledge of Vedanta. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Shukadeva Goswami, the son of Vedavyasa, answered, "My dear King, since acts meant to neutralize impious actions are also fruitive, they will not release one from the tendency to act fruitively. Persons who subject themselves to the rules and regulations of atonement are not at all intelligent. Indeed, they are in the mode of darkness. Unless one is freed from the mode of ignorance, trying to counteract one action through another is useless, because this will not uproot one's desires. Thus, even though one may superficially seem pious, he will undoubtedly be prone to act impiously. Therefore, real atonement is enlightenment in perfect knowledge, Vedanta, by which one understands the Supreme Absolute Truth." Kindly repeat translation. Shukadeva Goswami, the son of Vedavyasa, answered, "My dear King, since acts meant to neutralize impious actions are also fruitive, they will not release one from the tendency to act fruitively. Persons who subject themselves to the rules and regulations of atonement are not at all intelligent. Indeed, they are in the mode of darkness. Unless one is freed from the mode of ignorance, trying to counteract one action through another is useless, because this will not uproot one's desires. Thus, even though one may superficially seem pious, he will undoubtedly be prone to act impiously. Therefore, real atonement is enlightenment in perfect knowledge, Vedanta, by which one understands the Supreme Absolute Truth." Purport. The Guru Sukadeva Goswami has examined Parikshit Maharaja, and it appears that the king has passed one phase of the examination by rejecting the process of atonement because it involves fruitive activities. Now Sukadeva Goswami is suggesting the platform of speculative knowledge, progressing from Karmaganda to Jnanaganda. He is proposing Prayaschittam Vimarshanam. Real atonement is full knowledge. Vimarshana refers to the cultivation of speculative knowledge. In Bhagavad Gita, karmis who are lacking in knowledge are compared to asses. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7:15, "Namam duskridino mudaha prabhadyande naradhama mayaya pakhridajnana asuram bhavama shrida." Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Thus, karmis who engage in sinful acts and who do not know the true objective of life are called mudas, asses. Vimarshana, however, is also explained in Bhagavad Gita, where 15:15, where Krishna says, Vedesya sarve rahameva vidya. The purpose of Vedic study is to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even studies Vedanta, but merely advances somewhat in speculative knowledge and does not understand the Supreme Lord, one remains the same mudha. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.19, one attains real knowledge when he understands Krishna and surrenders unto him. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanamanman prabhadyade. To become learned and free from material contamination, therefore one should try to understand Krishna, for thus one is immediately liberated from all pious and impious activities and their reactions. Omajyanati mirandasya jnananjana shalagaya chachurun milidam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha mugangarodi vachalam bangum langayade girim ikribadamagam mande shri gurum dinatarinam paramananda madhavam krishna chaitanyeshwaram hare krishna 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 hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jayadam Suradau Pangor Mama Mandamade Gadi Masarvasvabadam Bojau Radha Madana Moganu Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Namaha Pankajanabhaya Namaha Pankajamalini Namaha Pankajanetraya Namaste Pankajangraye. Hare Krishna. We are in the session of wonderful session of Srimad Bhagavatam. The sixth kando, very wonderful katha, Krishna katha, devotees katha, especially the glorification of the holy name in the Ajamala Moksha, one chapter completely glorifying the importance of the holy name of the Lord. So here, now we are hearing the discourse between Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, he was a liberated soul. He given up everything and he was sitting and hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. He has given up his nation, he has given up his prajas and family, everything he has given up. And he came and surrendered to the Guru. So when he was hearing the fifth Kanda of Srimad Bhagavatam, the description of the hell is mentioned actually. Not at the end of Bhagavatam, it is in the middle of Bhagavatam. The fifth Kanda itself, Shukadeva Goswami has mentioned about the hell, hellish condition. So if one is reading that chapter and having faith in it, they will not do any sinful activities. So Parikshit Maharaj, even though he is given up everything, still he was concerned about actually his prajas. That is why this Raja, this Shukadeva Goswami is calling him, my dear king. He is not a king at all. He has given up. Kingdom is given to his son. Still he is calling because of his question. His questions were actually concerned about the prajas. Not, he is, the first question he is asking actually, what one is supposed to do when he has only 7 days to die. Not me, he is not asking about him. So let it be useful for everyone. So he asked this question. Actually, we know that he was very sad. What is going to happen to the living entities? Jivas in this material world, especially in this Kali Yuga, because of their horrible activities, sinful activities. How can they be saved? He knew, he understood, realized that if somebody is doing sinful activities, he will be punished. The punishment is just not that English word punishment, is the short word. No, it is actually life after life after life. Somebody has to, suffer. So as a Vaishnava, he wanted to save. So he asked this question, how can I be save these people from sinful activities? And try to save them from going to the hellish planet and suffering to hell. So Shivadeva Goswami, he answered, as it is mentioned, that it was a test on Parikshit Maharaj. He said, somebody is doing the sinful activities, he has to do prayaschitta, atonement. It depends upon the degree of sin, maybe a small atonement or big atonement. Nowadays this is actually very prominent in our society, in our human society. Any caste, everybody is actually going to the astrologist. I am having this problem, maybe I have Shani Dasha or some other Dasha or something like that. It is affecting me, my time is very bad, even among our devotees also. Going to the astrologer, and then astrologer is very, very intelligent. They open so many offices. You can see, anywhere you go, you can see some astrologers are sitting. They know the trick actually. They will tell, okay, yes, you are suffering because it is because of this, because of this, because of this. Out of the so many things, will at least one may be, you know, it may be, he must have understood, okay, yeah, he's telling the correct thing, it happened to me. Then he will give actually some very big list of atonement, prayaschitta, you have to do it. Go to this temple, go to this place, go to see this person, he will do some puja for you, yajna for you, so many things are to be done. Vichara now, irrespective of whatever is may be the financial position, they will sell out everything, but still they will do the puja, the prayaschitta. They are going for it. But most of the cases nowadays we see that after completing that puja, they come back to Hare Krishna. There is no use. Actually, we went there, we spent all the money, Prabhuji. Now, can you tell the real thing? What is it? That is what we are telling, what Shukadeva Goswami is telling here today. He says it is because of the ignorance. You must find out actually why, what is the real cause. This is to be found out actually from the Shastra or from the Acharya Ganas, who understand all the scriptures, everything is written down. He says one should understand the Vedanta. We are shouting, shouting, shouting everywhere where we go. Here is Vedanta. The sum and substance, the cream is here in the form of Bhagavad Gita, in the form of Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam gives the solution for all the problems, whether material problem or spiritual problem. All answers are given, ready-made answers are available there. But no one is actually ready to accept it. This is actually the situation. That is what Shukadeva Goswami is telling here, because they are in the mode of darkness, mode of ignorance. Everybody is, Prabhu said in the Kali Yuga, everybody is in the mode of ignorance, a little bit of passion. Nobody is in Sattvaguna. So they are not able to enter into that particular subject matter where they can be saved. There is no faith in it. A lot of faith in the newspaper. There is a lot of faith in the advertisement. But there is no use of the, there is no faith in actually in the scriptures or the words of the acharyas, words of the devotees who realized it. So that is why Parikshit is making Shukadeva Goswami to speak because both are liberated. And realized, Shukadeva Goswami initially he was a Brahmavadi. After hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from his father, Vyasadeva, he became a devotee. So he realized, he got the realized knowledge. He understood it. That is why he is giving this advice to Parikshit as well as to us. First of all, you come out of the ignorance, mode of ignorance. So we say that Jnanate Mirandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chachurun Milidam Vena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah. So he is telling actually, as long as one remains actually in the mode of ignorance, maybe because of the prayaschitta, some temporary benefit you may get it, temporary relief you may get it. But it cannot uproot actually the cause of the problem. It's like we say that Ayurvedic medicine and allopathy medicine will give temporary relief. Painkiller will remove your pain. That is what is required. But the cause of the pain can be removed only by Ayurvedic medicine. They will go in the root cause, what is the nerves problem or brain problem, what medicine is required, they give for a long time and get cured. But nobody wants it. Just like Krishna consciousness, they go to the root of a cause. All the knowledge is available, one has to simply take it and practice it, that's all. Otherwise, there is a problem. Temporary relief. And also, Shukadeva Goswami is telling, you may see somebody is doing this prayaschitta, we may see, look at him as if he is doing some pious activities, as saintly person or something like that. But the root cause of his desire, bad desire, it is still there, because unless somebody comes to Krishna consciousness very seriously, practice, then only the desire will go from the heart. Just before starting the class, I got a telephone call from somewhere. He was telling that, Prabhuji, do you know that this Prabhuji is one of our devotees only? He is arrested by the police. Hey, how is it? Because he was acting as actually externally as a very good devotee and getting the people attracted to him. And he was taking the benefit out of it. We could tell him. But today he entered into all, even though he came to Krishna consciousness, he was doing very nice sankirtan. He will jump and dance and whatnot he will do it. Nobody will doubt him. But his desire was there. The bad desire was within him. So, when he lost actually the association, he wanted to act independently. Then, the desire came out. He could not, you know, the Lord could not help him actually. So what I mean to say, that even into the Krishna consciousness, we have to practice systematically. That is what Bhagavan is telling actually in Bhagavad Gita. The fourth chapter is actually the knowledge. Tadvidhi panibhadena pariprasnena sevaya upadeshayante jnanam jnaninas tattva darshana. We have to learn this Krishna consciousness, this knowledge, Vedanta, Vedic knowledge, systematically from a guru in the disciplined succession. Then only the change can happen, otherwise the change will not happen. Oh, I am doing this, I know all the slogans by heart, I know everything. But that will not make the change. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, initially from till today, what he is doing actually, he wanted to change the personality internally, not externally. Not simply change the dress and everything, no. Internally, to Krishna Bhakti, Krishna consciousness, that is what Prabhupada said, one should try to understand Krishna, for thus one is immediately liberated. Authoritatively, Prabhupada is writing actually, immediately he is liberated. When we understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I am supposed to surrender unto Him, then liberated from all pious and impious, it doesn't matter. Whatever activities He is doing, it is beyond pious and impious activities. So there is no actions and reactions are not there. What He is doing? The devotional service. Pure, loving, devotional service. After realizing, when He does, these activities will not affect Him at all. Maya will not affect Him at all. So here, Prabhupada actually mentioned actually in the purport, one has to come to the knowledge. Systematically one has to come to the knowledge. Initially it may be speculative knowledge. Afterwards, when the real knowledge you will get it, you will give up that. Why to speculate it? Krishna is there, He is having a form. He is so beautiful, He is so attractive. He Himself has given a lot of instructions in the Bhagavad Gita. We have to follow. So, this is possible only for intelligent people. Plus, those who got actually association of the pure devotees, they can only get, this can be available only after Bahunam Janmanam Ande Jnanavan Man Pravatyari. He said, therefore, real atonement is enlightenment, perfect knowledge. So this is our important subject matter actually. How to get actually the perfect knowledge, Vedanta. Who can give this knowledge, perfect knowledge? So initially, the Vedic knowledge was given to Brahmaji. Brahmaji, it is mentioned actually in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavan Brahma Kasneya Trir Anviksha Manishya Tat Atyadavas Kudasto Redir Atmanyato Bhavet. The great personality Brahma, with great attention and concentration of the mind, studied the Vedas 3 times. After scrutinizingly examining them, he is ascertained that attraction for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the highest perfection of realization, religion, dharma. The Brahma got this knowledge, Vedic knowledge. Full knowledge is given to Brahma. He, even though he is super intelligent, he has got 4 heads. Still, he said he read it, he went through, he studied it with the concentration of the mind. Studied the Vedas 3 times, not 1 time, 3 times. Then, what is his conclusion? 3 times he studied, all the 3 times his conclusion is, perfection, highest perfection of the religion is attraction toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So He is our creator after studying. So just like, Narada Muni asked Brahmaji, what, there are so many names for Krishna. Which is the best one in the Kali Yuga? What father do you recommend actually? He has given his own situation and he has explained about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Kali Yuga, he said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti Shodasagam Nam Nam, Kali Galmashana Asanam, Pranadaka Paraturupayaha, Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. My dear son, I went through all the Vedas. Different times I went to Dhrudhedas. Then I found that 16 word, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is only solution, chanting of the solution for the Kali Yuga. Kali Kalmasha Nashanam. We are all affected by Kalmasha of the Kali, somehow or other. This can go only by chanting the holy name of Krishna, that is Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which has come from the Goloka Vrindavan. So that is his conclusion actually. So that Brahmaji, he is also realized Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Vrindavan. See, even though we are in Krishna consciousness, we have to have 101% faith that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. It depends upon our sadhana, it depends upon our faith, depend upon our association. Otherwise, due to some association, we may also, sometimes we may think, oh, these people are praying to this God, they are doing this puja, they are doing this. Maybe, you know, better I try that also. But those who are surrendered, there is no way. Say, even Brahmaji, by seeing that he knew he is the, Krishna is the father of Brahma. Still he doubted him actually. This small boy is killing actually the asuras and he is doing a lot of activities. He is very small. But he got a doubt when he saw actually he is eating from the other's plate. Vanabhojan. Other Gopas tiffin was opened and he was eating from there. He says, if this God he will do like that? He will not do like that actually. Will not take somebody's remnants and eat. But Krishna was doing that, so he had a doubt. Then he thought, okay, I will take a test. I will check the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He tested him for 1 year. He stole actually cowards, calves and coward boys. 1 year he was hiding. But Krishna was managing, he expanded himself. And he came after 1 year with the four heads up. This boy must have, something must have happened to him. He must have run away or, you know, he cannot manage. So when he came, he saw same number of calves and gopas are with him. And where he was hiding, that is also there. Then he understood actually, oh my God, what is happening? Ordinary boy, he is not an ordinary boy. And to make him realize, Bhagavan, all his expansions became 400 form and they were going up in front of him. Brahmaji so could see that. So then, completely he realized and he was afraid that he may lose his post sometime. So now what to do? He used his intelligence to find out how can I please this personality. And now I understood. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavan himself is come, he is doing Leela. I am also sometimes affected by mode of ignorance, mode of passion. So the Maya has attacked me and I couldn't understand. I couldn't see it. So he understood actually this personality can be, many times he became very much pleased by glorifying him. Prayers, very nice prayers. So he started praying actually under the lotus feet of Krishna. He bowed down and he started praying. Very nice prayer where he is giving his realization actually how to get in. Sreyasridim bhakti mudasya devibhop klishyandiye kevala botalabhyaye teshamaso kleshalayeva shishyadev Nyanyatyadastulatushavagadinam. My dear Lord, devotional service unto you is the best path for self-realization. If someone gives up that path and engages in the cultivation of speculative knowledge, he will simply undergo a troublesome process and will not achieve his desired result. As a person who beats an empty husk of wheat cannot get grain, one who simply speculate cannot achieve self-realization, his only gain is the trouble. So that is his realized knowledge, real after realization, praying under the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna can be pleased only by devotional service, not speculative knowledge, nor by doing some atonement. Oh, I got lot of money, I'll give 100,000 rupees to Srinivas Bhagavan in Tirupati. So he will take care of my all the problems. Sometime in Bombay and all, there are so many business people, they kept Srinivas Bhagavan, Tirupati Bhagavan as the partner in the business. He is a partner. And whatever profit they get it, they give to, of course, Srinivas Bhagavan Leela is something else, something like that. Okay, he is allowing that also. But many people are trying to use their money and get the work done. Prayaschittam. Okay, I took it, so I will give this prayaschittam, so I will be relieved of my problems. No, it will not. Even demigods like Indra and all, actually, he was doing some prayaschittam for something which bad thing he has done it. But that was only temporary. His suffering is continued actually. So these stories are given in the Srimad Bhagavatam just to make us realize to this statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. Brahmaji is praying, Yathapi de deva padam bujadvaya prasadaleshanu grihita evagi jnanadidattvam bhagavan mahinno nachane gopi chiram vijinman. My dear Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of God are unable to know you, even though they continue to study Vedas for many years. So simply reading the Vedas is not the solution. We have to understand actually the Vedanta, that from the realized souls like Brahmaji. Prabhupada says actually in our system we should follow the devotional service instructed by Brahma, Shiva, Shivadeva Goswami, all these great personalities, whatever they say, we should follow their footsteps. Then we will achieve our perfection, our goal, we can get it. So here he is telling simply, many lifetimes somebody is reading, getting the knowledge of Vedas. But if he is not getting actually the favor, even a slight trace of mercy of your lotus feet, small, a speck of mercy of the lotus feet, if we get it, we can understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How? We will understand, actually we will understand what is pleasing the Lord. How can our practice of Krishna consciousness is ultimately how we can please Him actually. The Lord should be pleased with me. What activities will please the Lord? This is what A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he highlighted throughout his writings and teachings, taken from Srimad Bhagavatam, teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is trying to attach us with that, so that we'll get this, what Brahmaji is praying, a speck of mercy, somebody get it. Then they can understand actually he is the great Supreme Personality of God and Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So this is what actually Sukadeva Goswami is mentioning here. Ultimately, understand the Supreme Personality of God at Bhagavan Krishna. Unfortunately, we are also in touch with the same Bhagavad Gita. He himself is speaking about himself. How great he is for our benefit. He is speaking. Last month actually we were emphasizing on the Purushottam Yoga. 15 chapters Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Why 15 chapters Bhagavad Gita? 15 chapters Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan is telling about him and his Dhamma. And he is telling actually how we can reach that particular place. So we'll go through some of the slogans. It's very, very important. Many people must have understood it. But it is very nice to meditate again and again actually. Bhagavan is telling actually, the material world, we are all entangled in the material world. It's just like a banyan tree is mentioned. And the leaves are, there is also, the Vedic knowledge is there. What is Vedic knowledge? To get out of this entanglement. He says you get knowledge of the Vedas. Sometimes when we talk about Vedas, we may think that it is headache. Who can read all the Vedic? That is why our Param Guru, in very simplified way, in different way, through different books, it is written down and is translated to different language. So the cream, we need not worry about actually, I have not read this kanda, I have not read this kanda, no. you read that Srila Prabhupada books, what is required for us Vedanta, the cream is mentioned there. So he says, with that knowledge, you cut down, slash the tree. Your existence in the material world, with the knowledge, how to get out of it. You learn it. And once you come out, don't try to go somewhere else. You come to my dhamma. Directly Bhagavan is telling. And what facilities available he is telling. Na bhashayade suryo, na shashangona suryo. Yatgatva nivartande tadhama paramam mama. Bhagavan is telling the, here you are maybe thinking, oh here I am getting sunlight, moonlight, everything is from Krishna only, everything is, but not realized. But there is a place, my dhamma, where such things are not required at all. Who is speaking this? Bhagavan vacha. Try to understand and try to come back. And he is assuring, yat gatvan nivartante tadhama paramam mama. You need not come back to this horrible place. In the world, in the universe, wherever you go, we have to come back. Ah, Brahma, Bhuvana, Loga, Punaravartino Arjuna. Bhagavan is saying, Mam upetyatu kaundeya punarjanma mityati. Don't try to go to another planet and enjoy. Or go to some other place and enjoy. Go to America and enjoy. Go to London and enjoy or some other place. Better facilities are available. But again, you have to come back. Your original state. You have to find out actually the root cause of my existence here. So that is what Bhagavan is telling actually. I am assuring you, written down. Somebody will ask something, they will say, no. Okay, give me in writing. Then I will believe. If you are not giving, simply you are telling you. So it is written down. Bhagavan himself came and is written down this, assuring us. So why one should not get this knowledge and use it? And he is telling that sarvasya jagam vidhi sannivishto matasmadhi jnanam apohanam jnanam vedesya sarvai ahameva vedyo vedantakrit veda videha jagam. If somebody has understood actually Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, okay, then he read all the Vedas and somebody is chanting very seriously Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he understood actually all the Vedas. Then only he entered that. This life or previous life, understand. See, sometimes the devotees who are visiting Vrindavan Dham, after their 3-4 days or 5 days are finished, when they go back, 99% of the people I saw, they are crying at you. Some 2 days ago, somebody told me, he was crying, Prabhuji, I don't want to go. Is there any way we can stay here? I said, why not? You give up your things and come here. No, really, by heart I am telling, I want to come and do the service here, seva. Today I understood actually, whatever we are hearing, Bhagavatam, Krishna is there, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the Lord of Leela, and our ultimate aim is actually to serve him. These are all possible here in Vrindavan. We can see. It's not duplicate places made. Original place is here. And he can see, actually people can see they surrendered and they are doing the seva, anya bilashita shunyam. They are doing the service. That also, here we are facilitating to do the service, direct service to the Lord. Correct? Anything is done in Vrindavan is a direct service to the Lord. Radharani. So after understanding that, they don't want to go. This is perfect. This is perfection actually. I should try for it. But unfortunately, when you go out of this place, then Maya. Maya is waiting actually. But somebody who has realized it, he will run away, he will come back. He will come back to this particular place. So Bhagavan is giving all this knowledge. Finally, he is telling what we were supposed to do. He is telling us, Yasma acharam adidoham acharadabhi chotama adosmi loge vedecha pradita purushottama. Because I am transcendental, beyond both the fallible and infallible, and because I am the greatest, I am celebrated both in the world and in the Vedas at the Supreme Person. This knowledge we should get it and realize it. Who is speaking this? Bhagavan himself is speaking about himself. We should have faith in it. He is the Supreme Personality of God. He says he is celebrated. All the world, wherever you go, Krishna is celebrated. And the Vedas, all the Vedas you read, at the end you will come to know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Don't consider me as actually a liberated soul or beyond liberated soul or conditioned soul. These are all referred for the other jivas. As far as the Lord is concerned, you cannot say that he is infallible. He is beyond infallible. Divya, everything is transcendental. Further, Bhagavan is telling, Yoma meva vasamudo janadi purushottamam sa sarvit bhadadi mam sarvabhavena bharada. So, whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without doubting, is the knower of everything. He therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me, O son of Bharata. So far, somebody was doing devotional service. When he comes to know, he says, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who ever understand me? And one word he is giving, without doubting, asammudaha, without doubting, don't doubt me. I am telling you, don't doubt. Without doubt, somebody is accepting Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, not knowledge. Then he knows everything. He is the knower of all the Vedas. Somebody has surrendered. He says he will surrender himself in full devotional service. He will not spend even 1 second without doing a seva for the Lord. By sleeping or alive, whatever may be. So yesterday we were discussing actually the Krishna consciousness is designed in such a way that we can be, in 24 hours we can be in Krishna consciousness. The art of living in Krishna consciousness is prescribed by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Systematically follow this perfection, we can get it actually. Whatever Krishna wants us to do, full devotional service. We will not become tired. Just like somebody, you know, doing the parikrama, different parikrama, Govardhan parikrama somebody is doing. Initially they feel that, I may be able to walk, I may become tired. In between I may have to stop. But we are telling everybody, you are not walking. You pray to Radharani, Krishna. You chant a holy name, Radharani's name. Simply pray, I want to do this parikrama. You will never know how fast you did it. This is a realized one. Many people have come and told. So that faith will get it. Definitely the faith will get it. When we will do everything in a devotional way, devotional service under the Supreme Personality of God. Not for telling anyone, for himself. Want to do it. And Anya Bilashita Shunya, I don't want any recognition. So finally Bhagavan is telling actually, whatever is knowledge in the 15th chapter I given you, Arjuna and to us also, he is telling this is Gukhya Tamam. Most confidential part of the Vedic scripture I am giving you. Idamuktam Mayanaka. Janadi Purushottamam. You must understand actually he is the Purushottama. Yoma Me Vasamudo Janadi Purushottam. This is